This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Former Montana legislator Ed Butcher has been selected to fill Representative Doug Flament's seat in House District 29 near Lewistown following Flament's resignation. The Republican Central Committees in Fergus and Petroleum counties forwarded the names of three candidates to the Fergus County and Petroleum County Commissioners, who then selected Butcher. Ed Butcher served two terms in the State Senate and in the House of Representatives for three terms in the early 2000s. Butcher is a hard right-wing conservative who ran the controversial website LegislatorLoyalty.com, which ranked Republican legislators by their voting record in line with the party's caucus. Flament submitted his resignation due to health reasons to the Secretary of State's office last week. Butcher was appointed in an accelerated time frame because the legislature is now in session. The rotation of Earth's inner core may have paused, and it could even go into reverse, new research suggests. The Earth is formed of the crust, the mantle, and the inner and outer cores. The solid inner core is situated about 3,200 miles below the Earth's crust and is separated from the semi-solid mantle by the liquid outer core, which allows the inner core to rotate at a different speed from the rotation of the Earth itself. With a radius of almost 2,200 miles, Earth's core is about the size of Mars. It consists mostly of iron and nickel and contains about one-third of Earth's mass. Two researchers in Peking studied seismic waves from earthquakes that have passed through the Earth's inner core along similar paths since the 1960s to infer how fast the inner core is spinning. Yi Yang, associate research scientist at Peking University, and Xiaodong Song, Peking University chair professor, found something unexpected. Since 2009, seismic records, which previously changed over time, showed little difference. That suggested that the inner core rotation had paused. We show surprising observations that indicate the inner core has nearly ceased its rotation in the recent decade and may be experiencing a turning back, they wrote. The spin of the inner core is driven by the magnetic field generated in the outer core and balanced by the gravitational effects of the mantle. The inner core doesn't come to a full stop. The study's finding means that the inner core is now more in sync with the rest of the planet than a decade ago when it was spinning a bit faster. Song and Yang say that, based on their calculations, a small imbalance in the electromagnetic and gravitational forces could slow and even reverse the inner core's rotation. They believe the slowing of the core's rotation is part of a seven-decade cycle. A historic district about 20 miles south of Bozeman that once housed Civilian Conservation Corps workers has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. It's the country's official list of historic sites and structures that are considered worthy of preservation. The Shenango Workstation is a historic camp that lies along Storm Castle Road, along the Gallatin River, opposite U.S. Highway 191. Most of the buildings at Shenango were built by the Civilian Conservation Corps in the 1930s as part of a government jobs program following the Great Depression. The structures were built by the CCC and housed and supported hundreds of men who enrolled in the program between 1934 and 1942. While at the work center, members of the CCC built popular recreational sites and infrastructure in the area, including Storm Castle Road, the Spire Rock Campground, and the Hell Roaring Trail. A highlight of the site is the arch bridge that crosses the Gallatin River near Storm Castle Creek. To build it, CCC workers erected elaborate wood framing, then poured concrete over the support structure. As well as the Shenango Workstation, another site within the Custer Gallatin National Forest was recently placed on the National Register. The Poker Jim Butte Fire Lookout in Rosebud County was also added to the list in September. That lookout tower was originally constructed atop Poker Jim Butte, a high-priority point about 20 miles south of Ashland, in the 1930s. The tower was an important part of the U.S. Forest Service's early fire detection program. Now that two of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest's historic sites have been recognized through a National Register listing, Forest Service staff are focused on nominating a third site, the Main Boulder Ranger Station. The building lies about 30 miles south of Big Timber and represents perhaps the oldest facility in the Forest Service system. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.